Picture a rural village as the sun goes down. Hundreds of households and businesses are pulling electricity from the same single overhead line. That shared line creates an immediate engineering problem. When farmers turn on heavy agricultural equipment, they demand massive amounts of voltage, actively pulling power away from residential areas. You can see the physical toll of this shared load. The moment those heavy irrigation pumps kick into gear to flood the fields, the sudden drain causes the local grid to buckle, leaving homes with flickering lights or completely in the dark. To fix this structural flaw, the central government rolled out the Deen Dayal Upadhyaya Gram Jyoti Yojana, or DDUGJY. It's a targeted engineering overhaul designed specifically to stabilize the rural grid. This program actually absorbed an older initiative, the Rajiv Gandhi Grameen Vidyuti Kalan Yojana, but it shifted the underlying strategy. While previous efforts focused almost entirely on getting physical wires out to remote villages, DDUGJY targets the reliability of the system itself. Connecting a village to the grid only works if the infrastructure can actually handle the combined weight of homes and farms without collapsing. The mechanical core of this scheme is a process called feeder separation. Instead of routing through one pipeline, engineers split the network, dedicated high-load lines for agriculture and stable lines for domestic use. This isolates traffic. Heavy farm surges are kept completely separate, so farmers can water crops all night without dimming a single village lamp. But separating the lines is only half the equation. The network also requires a massive physical upgrade to handle this new dual-path system. This involves reinforcing the sub-transmission networks and installing brand new high-capacity transformers across these rural zones to manage the increased distribution. To keep the newly separated lines from being overloaded in the future, the government is also installing node-level meters at every stage of the grid to closely track power consumption. Feeder separation essentially upgrades the grid from a single congested dirt road into a modern dual-lane highway, built to handle the intense demands of rural agriculture without breaking down. To legally access this newly partitioned network, individual citizens have to navigate a specific documentary process to prove they qualify for a connection. The first requirement is straightforward identity verification using the applicant's Aadhaar card. The second requirement is specifically for anyone tapping into those high-voltage agricultural lines. They must provide formal proof of land ownership or occupancy. This strict requirement ensures that the massive energy reserves dedicated to farming are only routed to verified working agricultural plots, keeping the system balanced. Finally, Einlekins need to submit an active bank account statement. This links the user into the local billing system for usage verification and provides a secure channel to directly receive any government energy subsidies via direct benefit transfers. These document checks act as a security gateway, making sure the expensive new infrastructure is distributed efficiently and protecting the separated grid from unauthorized drains. Once the paperwork is organized, the actual application pathway takes three steps. First, the user submits a formal request for a connection to their local distribution utility, known as the DISCOM. Second, the DISCOM dispatches field engineers to the applicant's property to conduct a technical survey. This diagram shows what those engineers are calculating. They measure the local transformer capacity, plot out where the meters will go, and test potential connection routes to see if extending the line to the property is technically feasible. In the third and final step, crews physically install the feeder line, activating the meter, and opening up the supply of electricity to the property. All of this heavy construction raises an obvious question: who is actually footing the bill for this grid expansion? The major infrastructure overhaul, the miles of new feeder lines, the heavy transformers, the utility poles, is fully funded by the government, meaning it costs the local village absolutely nothing. However, getting that final wire pulled from the pole directly into a home does carry a localized connection fee, which is regulated and charged by the state-level DISCOMs. By financing the heavy hardware at the central level and separating the power lines locally, this scheme solves the rural energy deficit. It ensures that turning on a light bulb in a living room no longer has to compete with watering a field.